Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. For those of you that have not been following the news, the governor is going to implement another stay-at-home order. We're not sure what degree this is going to close us down. Obviously, we'll be with you every day. We've got Clark County reporting 5 new deaths as Nevada reaches 31 deaths statewide, 1,279 positive tests, and now another stay-at-home order from the governor. He'll explain it 5 o'clock this afternoon with a news conference. And in fact, let me give you what I've got. Governor Steve Sisolak issued a stay-at-home order for 3 million residents, joining 33 other states and several of the biggest cities. The directive comes as Nevada is increasing. In fact, 1,279 positive tests so far. We'll update you on that. What's going on in the Coachella Valley? Well, for that, we check in with our own Jim Yoder, who joins us from Indian Wells. And tell me what's going on there. What has Governor Newsom done? How extensive has their stay-at-home order been?
Hey, Kevin. Nice to talk to you. It's an extensive order, but it is inconsistent as with the rest of the country. For example, some golf courses are open, some are not open. We've got people like where I live in my community, the golf course itself is playable by the people who live here. However, you can't have guests, and the golf shop is closed, the clubhouse is closed, everything's shut down, but you can go out and play golf. However, there are many people who live in the community who are very, very upset about that. They're calling and complaining. And so they sent out a big edict last night from the board of directors saying what the parameters are. But there's golf courses across the street that are closed. So it's kind of like that. But all the restaurants are closed. I just took my car in for an oil change. So I guess they're considered an essential business. They're open. So it's kind of like the rest of the country, very inconsistent.
I'm just wondering, Governor Newsom, has he hinted he will go further with this? I mean, literally to closing the state down?
You know, he stayed pretty quiet about it. And what's interesting is, back to what my point was earlier with the golf courses, all the golf courses in Sacramento, which is where Governor Newsom works out of, are all open. But he has not, he's been pretty quiet the last week or so since he set out this. And what he basically said, he's not as authoritarian as some of these other governors. He's just saying, listen, we're just putting this out here, and we're hoping you guys will do it in good faith. They're not sending out the police to arrest you or anything like that. They just want everybody to do it in good faith. So he's, surprisingly enough, he's been pretty hands-off about it compared to your governor, for example.
Let me just ask you, the whole notion of people being on the kind of on the honor system. The governor yesterday announced a travel advisory that people coming into the state of Nevada from California, from other states, should self-quarantine for 14 days. But it's kind of on the honor system. You think people are going to do that? You think people will self-quarantine for 14 days once they cross over from Southern California to the state of Nevada? Do you think they'll do that?
Well, you know, I really think that most people aren't going to be traveling very much. I see people, I go out here, I go to Trader Joe's and Albertsons and some stores here to get things, and people are being very respectful of this. They're keeping their distance. You know, a lot of people wearing the masks and gloves. I think they're taking it seriously, and I think more every day they're taking it seriously. For example, I was supposed to come see you April 26th, and I just heard when I was listening to you earlier that the governor just said that the state shut down through the end of the month, so I guess that took care of my trip. But why would you go to Nevada right now? There's nothing there. Nothing's open. And I would certainly hope that people that do would at least know where they've been exposed prior. For example, I haven't really been exposed for the last 3 weeks, so I'm not too concerned about it. But certainly, I'd be honoring the wishes of the state if that's what they want. I just think that's the right thing to do, to be considerate of other people around you.
Well, and then you've got New York, which by the way, I think one of the biggest mistakes was allowing people out of New York go to New Jersey, go to Rhode Island, you know, go to Florida, because all they're going to do is spread the virus to these states.
Yes.
That maybe don't have as big a body count.
Well, my 90-year-old mother lives in Florida as well as Kansas City, and she's in Florida right now, scheduled to go back on a flight on Friday to Kansas City, and she's complaining because all of the New Yorkers have returned to Florida to get out of there. And, you know, New Yorkers being New Yorkers, they're probably not the most respectful people in our society to what they're asking us to do. And I've been trying to tell her, she's 90 years old, I've been trying to tell her, do not get on an airplane Friday. You can wait it out in Florida for another 6 weeks or so, because she's a number one candidate to get this. And those people don't have a good outcome, by and large, if you do get it at that age.
And by the way, do you have any feel for what the rules are in Florida?
Ron DeSantis just shut the state down like every other state. He just did that within the last 20 minutes. So, but it's, you know, the rules are about the same as here. Everything's takeout, everything's shut down, and you got to stay at home.
Wow. Again, Jim Yoder joining us from Indian Wells. When you're out on the streets, can you tell that there's less traffic? Can you tell that people are actually staying home?
There's 90% less traffic. This is a hot time of the year for this area. You know, we would just be finishing up the 2-week Indian Wells tennis tournament and just preparing for Coachella, which is a 2-week event in April. And the streets, normally it would take you sometimes 30 minutes to go 2 miles down the street because traffic's so heavy. Now I had to go out this morning at 8 o'clock, and I saw maybe 6 or 7 cars. It's at least 90% down. Yeah, there's no traffic on the roads here. It's dead. But I do notice there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that are out walking and riding bikes and just getting some fresh air. But you go outside on the main streets, it's dead, dead as a doornail. It's really eerie.
I'm going to ask you a question I've been asking people just over the last couple of days. Do you know anybody that's tested positive? Do you know anybody that died?
I don't know anybody who's tested positive, and I don't know anybody who knows anybody who's tested positive. I don't know anybody besides. I was just talking to a guy at the auto repair shop about this. He's about our age, and it just doesn't add up, does it? Not everything, these pieces of the puzzle don't fit together. There's just so many unknowns here. It's just a very weird situation that nobody can really put their finger on what's really going on here. I think the virus is serious. I think it's there. I'm not discounting that. But I do think there's a political component to it as well.
More with Jim Yoder talking about life in the Coachella Valley. And again, this is the People's Republic of California we're talking about. How has it impacted his life? And more importantly, when will we see light at the end of the tunnel? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada, and in SoCal too, yeah, in the Coachella Valley, it is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Jim Yoder, joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. What did you think of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package that Democrats eventually got around to? I mean, they wasted a week, but they eventually got it passed. We should have checks soon, like in the next couple of 3 weeks. What'd you make of it?
Well, you know, it's unbelievable to me that people in this state still think Nancy Pelosi is a viable politician looking out for them. I think it was a total disgrace what she did. She flies back on a Sunday night in her private jet to Washington to muck this thing up for another week to give her little pet projects a little notice, and to fund some of the things that they funded. I mean, to give the Kennedy Center $25 million, to give NPR money, to fund Planned Parenthood in the middle of a pandemic like this, to me, I find disgraceful. And she and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them should be run out of office as soon as possible. That's what I think, because look at how much money could have been put towards ventilators and masks and other things to help this pandemic if it's as serious as they say it is. And then they're funding their Green New Deal and their little pet projects. I just think it's disgraceful.
The president, through all of this, to me, has been amazing. These daily briefings, I know a lot on the left are saying, well, it's nothing different than one of his CAG rallies or MAGA rallies. Do you like these daily briefings? I mean, the president is on TV for an hour, hour and a half every day.
He's unbelievably impressive. They're not like a rally. At a rally, he doesn't have the gaggle of press asking him questions and peppering him with that. It's so far from a rally. And if he didn't do it, then they would say that he's not engaged and he doesn't care. The poor guy cannot win. I think they're very, very impressive. He's got, and also at his rallies, he doesn't have doctors standing around him answering questions as well. So that is just a ridiculous point that these people like Don Lemon make. But, as far as him and his presentation, I think they're very informative. They're on point. He's giving specific information to benefit the country, and I think he's doing a wonderful job. I felt like yesterday he took a very ominous tone yesterday, and that really got my attention. But I think this Deborah Birx is very, very good. Tony Fauci, I think there's a political component with this guy. I mean, he may be a great doctor, but I think he's a politician as well. And the jury's out on him as far as I'm concerned. But I think Trump's doing a fantastic job, and I watch those briefings every day because I think he's giving us up-to-the-date information, and I think it's very, very important.
Are you surprised, Jim, that the president's approval numbers as far as the coronavirus have gone way up? I mean, they're up around 60%.
Well, I'm I'm gratified. I'm happy that they are, because he deserves to have a high. I'm wondering who's the other 39%? What's their problem? But I think he's doing a great job, and they should be high. What more could the guy do? You know, he was one of the first ones to stop the flights from China. And a week later, Nancy Pelosi's walking through Chinatown in San Francisco telling everybody to go out and go to all the restaurants in Chinatown. You got Bill de Blasio and the head of the health department in New York in February telling people to go to all the restaurants and the Broadway plays. Yet now they're armchair quarterbacking it and saying that Trump didn't act early enough. Well, he had already reacted while these people were saying go out and socialize. So I think he's done a fabulous job. He's been on it from the beginning. There's no more he could have done, and I think he's going to do what it takes to get this thing the tide turned as quickly as possible. And I'm just praying that the end of April, 1st of May, we can start getting our society back functioning again, because this economic engine we have, It's pretty powerful when it's going, but when it's not going, it can bring a country down, and we can't sustain more than 2 or 3 months of this.
What is your sense of how we will know when it's time to poke our head out of the foxhole, so to speak?
I think what's going to happen is I trust President Trump. I believe that it's going to peak in a couple of weeks. We're going to see, after they say it's peaked, we're going to see an increase in deaths, but that's because they had the virus before it peaked. They were in that zone, and so the results of that are going to come after the peak. But I think what he's doing is waiting for the peak to come, maybe let's just say April 15th, and then give it another 2 weeks. I suspect that's what the plan is. And then the 1st of May, especially the areas that are not adversely affected, he's going to start opening them up. And I think gradually by the 1st of June, we'll be well on our way back to prosperity. Let's just hope that's what's going to happen.
So in other words, if you play golf and you live in the People's Republic of California, you've got something to do. The rest of you, well, you're kind of on your own. I still can't believe that some golf courses are open and some are closed, but the fact is that they got the golf courses open. Are the pro shops open?
No. Like where I live, there's no pro shop open, no club activities, none of the employees are working. You're just on your own. You belong here. You can go out and tee it up and play, but there's no flag. You can't touch the flag sticks. There's no ball markers. There's nothing that you would grab with your hands that other people would grab with their hands. So it's bare bones. But you can't, and they're maintaining the course. They're mowing it and maintaining it, but that's all. But you're on your own. There's no, and you have to use separate carts. If you're playing with another person that's not an immediate family member, you have to use separate carts and keep your social distancing.
Are many people taking advantage of that?
Surprisingly, yes. I'm going to say at our course, maybe 20 people a day are playing, but there's people out riding their bikes, playing, doing long walks and things like that. So people are getting out. And I mean, I don't see anything wrong with playing golf in the middle of a golf course. I don't think you're going to pass the coronavirus to somebody, but there are people here who won't even leave their house, won't even open their doors, and they're very upset seeing anybody out in public, period.
Wow. Jim, stay safe. Hope you and the family are well, and we will talk with you again soon.
Kevin, good talking to you. You stay safe, and I'll see you as soon as Las Vegas opens up.
There you go. It probably won't be before April 30th, though, according to what the governor's saying today. More coming up. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. I want to find out how you're prepared for another stay-at-home order similar to 33 other states. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks tumbling in afternoon trading as the coronavirus's impact rattles investors. And airlines continue to get hammered after data showed that passenger traffic was down 86% in 2 weeks. And cruise operators are also lower amid renewed fears over the health of the industry. And Macy's stock sliding to an all-time low after the department store operator was dumped from the S&P 500. Macy's will be added to the S&P Small Cap Index on April the 6th. Air conditioning company Carrier Global will replace Macy's on the S&P 500. And one way Americans are dealing with the coronavirus: booze. Sales of alcoholic beverages spiking, according to Nielsen, with spirits like tequila, gin, and pre-mixed cocktails leading the charge, with sales jumping 75% compared to the same period last year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A group of Senate Democrats is calling on the IRS to automatically send coronavirus economic stimulus checks to senior citizens, rather than force those who haven't filed a tax return in the last 2 years to do so. Money is expected to start going out within the next 3 weeks, and Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says,
"Folks, don't feel like you're getting a handout from the government. Don't be proud. This is for you. This is because you are in economic dire straits temporarily through no fault of your own."
She was on Fox and Friends. At least 28 University of Texas students who took a charter flight to Mexico have tested positive for the virus.
The group of spring breakers totaling 70 are either self-isolating or under quarantine and being monitored. Health officials in Austin also trying to track down anyone who these spring breakers may have come into contact with.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. New York City playgrounds are being closed down now, with parks remaining open. Stocks are down today. America's listening to Fox News.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic, when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you 3 new specials, diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss 5 Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined, available now only on Fox Nation.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family
away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, in case you're wondering, the folks in Florida, among the states with the most coronavirus cases, issues a statewide stay-at-home order. Now, that is, we think, what Governor Sisolak is doing. Governor Sisolak issued a statewide stay-at-home order for the 3 million residents, joining 33 other states and several of America's biggest cities in enacting coronavirus quarantine that now extends to more than three-quarters of the U.S. population. And beginning at midnight tonight, it looks like we may be in that same boat. The directive comes as we reach 31 deaths statewide, 1,279 positive tests, 1,279. And we are going to, it looks like we're going to have a stay-at-home order. The new directive, quote, according to the governor, strengthens the imperative that Nevadans must not leave their homes for non-essential activities in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This directive, according to the governor, builds on previous directives around school closures and social distancing, closure of non-essential businesses, and bans on public gatherings of 10 or more. And that's according to the governor. He's got a news conference scheduled for 5 o'clock this afternoon. And it will be carried on the Nevada Talk Network stations. We understand it'll be carried 5 o'clock. So be listening. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls. Here's how we do it. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You talk about whatever it is you want. You want to talk about the coronavirus? Be my guest. You don't want to talk about it. In fact, you know what I did last night? I was on tooling around on Netflix and watched, I think it was 4 episodes of a show called All American. And I guess it's a CW network production. It was pretty good, but it was totally not about the coronavirus. I tried watching a little bit of CNN, couldn't do it. Even Fox was, you know, all coronavirus all the time. And I had to do something else. I had to do something else with my mind. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, I want to encourage people when they buy something, if it's made in China, put it back on the shelf. This is not government's responsibility to do this. We have to, as private citizens, we have to take it upon ourselves to put that stuff back on the shelf. I know once in a while there'll be occasions where absolutely have to have it. That's the only one made. There'll be some rare occasions like that. But for the most part, put it back on the shelf and stop putting a noose around your neck.
Can I tell you the other caveat I would give you is when you have somebody like Mike Lindell from MyPillow, and you see and they're very open about this, made in America. Even the Giza Dream sheets are made in America, even though the fabric comes from that little area between this country and that country, the Tigris and the Euphrates and all of that. The fact is that it's made in America, and they're proud of it. And I think more companies need to do the made in America thing. And if it's a matter of just saying, hey, we're not going to buy Chinese products anymore, Walmart will pick up on that. Walmart will get it. Of course, then what will happen is you'll end up getting stuff from Vietnam and from Sri Lanka and different places like that. But the point is that more people like Mike Lindell that manufacture their stuff right here in America, they need to say so. Speaking of Mike Lindell, let's go to cut three because I love this. You remember what he said in the Rose Garden, saying that people should essentially gather around their Bibles. And the people on the left hate this. The idea of God, oh, it's abhorrent to these people. But the fact is, Mike Lindell went to the Rose Garden the other day with the president and said, you know, more people should rally around not a president, not a news network, but should rally around the Bible. And I got to tell you, I thought that was great, but he was roundly criticized on social media. I don't know if you followed social media the last couple of days, but since Mike Lindell did that, it was brutal. This was Mike Lindell last night with Lou Dobbs on Fox Business Channel.
We didn't even hesitate. I've always been about helping people, and and all my employees, we got it done in 3 days. Once I decided we were going all in, we've got it's almost 200,000 square feet. I had three things going. I was doing my due diligence, which reached out to the vice president of the administration office, and they told me where to go. They have a coalition to learn what the specs were of the mask I needed to make, and we have so the other employees were getting everything ready, and then the other ones were making it safe for our workers to come in every day, where we check them at the door, make sure they're wearing gloves and masks and using hand sanitizers. And then I got other companies involved too that have to do with my film made here in the USA. And it's just been a blessing from God to be able to be in a position even to pivot that quick.
And, you know, it's wonderful. And you mentioned God. You've got the Bible writ large behind you. I suspect all around you, people of faith do. I want to turn to Chris Hayes, intrepid host on MSNBC. This is how he reacted to your appearance with the president and the other CEOs who are doing so much to help this country in this moment of crisis. Here is Mr. Hayes.
I personally can't help but feel these daily sessions are bad for the country, even dangerous from a public health perspective. It seems crazy to me that everyone's still taking them when you got the MyPillow guy getting up there talking about reading the Bible.
Wow. The pillow guy reading the
I'll
Bible.
I'll tell you what, I heard Jim Acosta attack me too, and he was 10 feet from me in the Rose Garden. This is just evil, Lou. This is evil. I was talking to the president. I said, you know, Mr. President, you're doing these press conferences. I said, I've had friends of mine that are on the left, and here I showed him one of my texts. It says, Mike, you know I'm not a big fan of President Trump, but God bless him. He is doing an amazing job. I think he's turning me. These are the real people that are seeing now that this president has done the best man in charge for it, such a time as this. It's just those newscasters, those journalists from, and we know who they are. And I'm going to say it, CNN, what they did to me, I'm sorry. I put out a message of hope to the country that God had given us grace on November 8, 2016, for such a time where a nation had turned his back on God. And we've got, and right now, we're part of this big revival. We can sit at home. We can go there, get back in the Word with our Bibles, spend time with our families, and everybody pray that we have this great administration that can make some decisions to get us through this. And, you know, I'm appalled by the journalists that I see there. I used to think, you know, are they really that evil? Well, yes, they are.
It looks like that, by the way, Mike Lindell. Boy, what a great patriot. And by the way, do you know he's dedicating 75% of his production space is going to masks. Masks. And supposedly they're going to be able to produce something like 50,000 masks per week. That's pretty cool. That's way cool. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone calls. We have seen that Nevadans, no matter where you live, looks like are going to be behind closed doors at least for the next month, except for essential stuff. And again, essential stuff covers a lot of things. We'll see how you're going to deal with it. Call me right now, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up, and you're in Las Vegas, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir. Mr. Sisolak, can you hear me? Who collects the data? We want to know. Publish it. Who's sick and who died? How old are they? What did they have? Where did they live? We want to see the data. Show us. Are they Democrats just fudging the numbers? What kind of test did you use? And are those tests accurate? And so the other thing is, on the television 2 days ago, Mr. Sisolak, you had a woman sitting there saying that she's going to make sure that they reuse the masks so they could save a couple of dollars. I mean, she's an idiot. That's ridiculous. The other thing is, you're going to have people home quarantine if they come in from California. Well, we want them, don't let anybody else in here. Yeah, hello?
Well, can I tell you, I've been saying forever that the folks in New York should be quarantined and kept in New York. Don't let them infect New Jersey or Connecticut or Rhode Island or North Carolina or Florida. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And for the governor to put these people coming across our borders
Greyhound is pouring in with infected people right now, and then he's letting people come in from California. If you're going to be a governor, stop the inflow. Okay, if it's dangerous, then do it. No people coming in from out of state right now, and test everybody coming in from Greyhound.
Yep. Can I tell you, Robert, I love that idea. And I've been saying, whether it's legal or not, I don't know. Apparently, it is illegal for the president to do it. But a governor can seal its borders, I would think. It just makes sense. Well, why should we let the people of California infect us here in Nevada? Same thing with New York. Why should we let New York, and people are trying to escape New York, okay? Why should we let the people of New York go down to North Carolina and infect the people there? It makes no sense. Contain the virus. And if you have to do it by sealing the borders of a given state, then do it. Wasn't there a movie called 21 Bridges? And I'm assuming that's 21 bridges in and out of New York. Close them down. Close them down. Anyway, and I know the movie was fiction, but I didn't see the movie, but the trailer seemed to suggest, at least, that there were 21 bridges in and out of New York. Close them down. Don't let people come in. You know, if you're New Jersey, don't let people come in from New York. Same way with Connecticut. It just makes no sense at all. I got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back for more of your calls. You want to join us? I've only got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Okay, let's get to your calls. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my brother. Enjoy listening to you guys. Michael Savage. Love the Root Show.
Oh, my God bless
concern,
you.
My biggest concern is the idea. My little brother, college grad in Florida, he's telling me this is going to be the worst thing ever, and I keep saying, where are the bodies? If they're saying there's 100,000 going to die, they better get started dying because... I mean, God forbid it happens. I don't want it to happen. I'm saying you have to have 2,500 a week to get 10,000 a month for 10 months straight to get to 100,000. Now, on one side of his mouth, Fauci said it's going to calm down over the summer and come back in. But you better get started with people dying if you're going to hit 100,000. It's taken us 2.5 months just to get to 4,000. And if he's predicting 100,000, how does that work mathematically?
Okay.
I'm telling my little brother, you can't have a model if it's flawed. If you don't have one number, you can't superimpose a number on it without having any facts behind it.
Well, and if the models are based on New York and New Jersey, where it's hitting real heavy, I mean, 56% of the total cases are nationwide are New York City.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, if I was Trump, when it comes time to start running his campaigns, I'd be putting that up there. He shut them down in January. By the end of January, February, and March, I'd be putting up those plays to those politicians saying, come on down to Chinatown. Come on out and party. Oh, Trump acted too slow, but a month and a half later, you're inviting everybody to get out and party. It just, the numbers is beyond me. I can't comprehend why Sisolak is doing this in Nevada. I have nothing against Sisolak, but I think his social distancing is obviously working. Look at the numbers. We are the hub of everybody coming. We should be dead all over the place in Nevada right now because everybody from every different country in the world comes here to gamble. We should be in a major pandemic like New York, and we're not. Why? Why aren't these numbers adding up? Don't scare my mom and say 100,000 are going to die. You have to start killing them off quick. 2,500 a week would have to die.
Good point. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Well, great. Well, thank you again for your ability to give us a voice. Here's my concern, Kevin. You started locking me down against my will, taking away my inalienable rights, and dude, I'm done. Now, here's what needs to be done. This isn't rocket science, okay? If you're going to do this kind of the magnitude of this kind of an assault on my liberty, then we need to see a full discussion. No more of this executive session crap or this back not for public disclosure or secret. They have all these words that mean secret. Now on, I want to see that damn discussion in the back room. I want to see them get nervous. I want to see them be hesitant. I want to see them be fearful of the words they use. And I want to see some intelligence. Like, let's open up a 24-hour channel that belongs to us besides PBS, and let's have our public with a voice. Let's have a 24-hour session of agendized items of how we do this. Am I allowed to go for a walk? I mean, get down the specifics on what an essential walk or essential need is. These people that are leading us are failing us, the likes of which we've never, ever seen before. And the only lighthouse is Donald J. Trump. And you can tell this man is being pushed across all sides of the room here. So, and for Vegas, one more thing, if I might, I don't know how much time I have here, but the reason he's locking down Vegas is this. The casinos aren't going to make anything unless there's traffic flows because the majority of our money doesn't come from locals, I don't think. It comes from large traffic, the airlines and others. Well, there's going to be no business. They got to shut down so they can file for the government money to be able to file for the losses if they get the drift here. But that's not the point. The point is our individual liberties, and the point is we have a right to see all of the data in a truthful, frank, real-time manner. You do not have a right to go in a back room, have a discussion with your buddies, and come out and tell me, well, you're stupid, you wouldn't understand if you have a degree. We're way past that Neanderthal mentality. And only for people like you and the likes of your moral foundation and your show, do we have an opportunity to have a small voice, a tweet, so to speak. I use that word, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can go on, but I think I should give it to everybody here. But you see, this is the time for us to gather. This is the time to see our most enlightened, our most. Each person has a capability. You have the ability to be able to moderate, to bring people together, to steer them and hold them in some format. Each of us has a talent, but when you shut people down and become what these people are doing to us, especially with the difference of our... Let me tell you something. We were beginning to define our differences as a people, as a great society. You shut these people up for 30 days, you may unleash unknown, the likes of unknown outcomes.
Well, your point is... Well, your points, plural, well taken. That's going to do it for us. We will evaluate what the governor says this afternoon at 5. And on many of these Nevada talk stations, you will hear the governor's comments in their entirety. We will tee it up again tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp. or 10 a.m., depending on where you are. We'll do that live and local now. All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now!